An Iranian pastor on death row faces another challenge. A denomination is helping natural disaster victims across the United States, and Christians are needed to be Facebook missionaries. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The life of 34-year-old Iranian pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani continues to hang in the balance. Now there are trumped-up charges leveled against the pastor convicted of apostasy. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says now they're accusing him of rape and extortion.
After an initial court hearing and then an appeal to the Supreme Court and a hearing there and then another hearing back at the local court, after all of those hearings where they never talked about extortion, they never talked about rape, and now we're saying, well, he's actually going to be executed for rape and extortion.
Nettleton says the good news is the Iranian government's listening to international pressure. He's encouraging you to pray, but there's more you can do.
Go to prisoneralert.com. You can write letters to Pastor Yusuf himself, but you can also send emails to Iranian government officials, including the office of President Ahmadinejad himself. So we can pray first, but then we can also have a voice for him as well.
Meanwhile, the number of people living in tent cities in Haiti is down from 1 million to around 600,000. But it's only because people gave up and moved on. Those left behind are unable to leave. These cities have also become places of victimization and abuse. Greg Yoder, not me, with Christian World Outreach, says tent cities are a high priority with their feminine training center.
The tent cities are an unsafe place. There's rapes, just that kind of thing going on. One thing the Feminine Training Center has always been about is helping women be able to have dignity and self-worth. This is just one of those efforts.
The program teaches women a trade while getting them out of the tent cities. However, Yoder says it's doing more than that.
We do share the gospel with these ladies. Many come from a hard background, and by the time the program is over in the first two classes, many of the ladies have accepted Christ as their Savior.
$400 sponsors a woman through the five-month training. Get your church or Sunday school class to support them today. You're listening to Mission Network News. You probably heard about the birth of a new country in July, but what of South Sudan since? Well, the newborn nation immediately earned itself a spot as the record holder for the highest infant mortality rate. While it's mostly peaceful, there's all-out war in some regions, but Africa Inland Mission continues to work in the slowly developing nation. They're asking you to pray for the church to remain strong as they spread hope, especially in light of ongoing persecution and strain. Meanwhile, three regions of the U.S. are still reeling from disaster. Hurricane Irene brought flooding in Northeast America that'll take years to rebuild. The flooding of a river in Pennsylvania and New York, thousands of homes damaged, and fires continue to tear through Texas. The Evangelical Free Church of America is responding with all three with aid and Christ's love. They could use your hands. Head to our website to look for rebuilding opportunities. And you can be a missionary while sitting at your computer and updating your Facebook page. Evangelist Ron Hutchcraft says,
the issue is to capture this new technology for Christ because it is the most powerful, pervasive delivery system for any message, whether it's from heaven or hell.
By simply taking opportunities to update Twitter with things the Lord's done in your day or by praying with someone via Facebook, Hutchcraft says you can make an impression and be Christ to many. Hutchcraft Ministries is taking more and more advantage of social media by starting live, interactive web seminars to bypass international borders.
If they can launch revolutions that change nations through this media, you can launch a revolution in some people's lives by becoming a face and a voice for Jesus so that on Facebook, Jesus has a face.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to remember the persecuted church? Open Doors USA is offering you a One With Them wristband available to you and a friend. The rubber barbed wire looking wristband will remind you to not only pray for persecuted believers, but it will also open up conversations with friends. Get your free One With Them wristband, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.